perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, feeling pretty good this morning. Pretty good. Riggins just said something, and you as John and Joan Q listener can play a little game. Why did Riggins say, quote, "I didn't realize I was doing the show with two puppets this morning," end of quote. It's because, for one, you can't mention any flaw that you have physically that Lindsay doesn't try to trumpet with some flaw that she has.
Yes, every time.
Riggins?
Yes.
So I said, looking into the camera here, in the monitor for the videos that we do, you can see all those on YouTube and Spotify and wherever you watch podcast videos. I said, man, my puppet lines are getting bad, which are the wrinkles down beside your nose and to the corner of your mouth. It looks like a dummy.
Mm. Okay.
It has the little puppet lines right there. And Lindsay goes, "I'm right there with you. Mine are even worse," or something like that.
Yeah. I said, "Tell me." Mine are like my smile lines, but I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
I get it.
And that's why Regan said, "I didn't realize I was doing the show with two puppets."
I mean, the conversation that happens 5 minutes before the show starts is TJ and Lindsay going back and forth about how they look.
Yeah.
If they're feeling fatter than they were yesterday, if they're feeling skinnier than they were last week, it is.
but on a serious note, I will tell you why you think they're getting worse and why they probably are getting worse. You're losing weight in your face.
Oh, which, great. It's a deal with the devil. You're going to lose weight in your face, but you're going to be wrinkly like a catcher's mitt.
I mean, there's stuff you can do about that.
You look like you should be sitting on Jeff Dunham's shoulder or something.
On his lap. Yeah. What can I do about it, Lindsay? Because when people start putting that filler in their face and all, it's just, most of the time they're ghoulish looking.
Right. Well, you know, Love Endus does have a wrinkle cream in a tube that you just pat it on, and it works like a charm. Wrinkle eraser.
Okay. Well, could it be a product that I use on my oiliest of oily skin?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. All skin types.
But I mean, that's like putting on makeup every night. Yeah. Right?
No.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, no, it's just like two little squishes. Yeah.
No, but are men supposed to be doing that?
No.
Yeah.
I'm a masculine man.
Well, you know, if it's going to bother you.
Traditionally masculine, strong men refer to the lines on their face as puppet lines.
Right.
And they're 11, which is the wrinkles between the eyebrows where you scrunch it makes an 11.
Yeah.
All masculine men know about that stuff.
That's true. That's true.
I bet both
of you. I forgot who I was talking to.
So many times.
Yeah.
Did your dad worry about his puppet lines, Riggins?
I guarantee you, if I mentioned the phrase puppet lines, he would probably write me out of the will. I mean, he'd be like, "What are you talking about?" But you know, he's considerably older than you, so.
Yeah.
You're a man of the new age.
Although my face doesn't look like it.
Well.
But it's thin.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Have y'all seen that video of the lady going off on Gap because of the leather pants that she bought from there?
No? I did. It's really funny. She did a good job explaining why she was so annoyed with the Gap.
She was mad, Lindsay, because she bought these leather pants. I'm guessing they're pleather. I don't see the Gap selling pure leather pants, but she's wearing them in the video. And why would you sell pants that make fart noises? She goes like, "Oh, I'm in a nice restaurant. I drop something. I go to pick it up." And then she squats down like she's going to pick up something. I mean, and its sound is just like, because the leather pants are making that sound. It is funny.
That's great.
It's bad enough when the leather pants are making a.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's no mistaking. And she wasn't doing anything to make it do that other than normal movements.
Yeah.
You know, and it was loud.
Were they patent leather, like real shiny or no. Just normal? Okay. It's
normal leather. I didn't know leather pants were in at the moment either.
Yeah. They're coming back.
They are? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I would hate that.
I know.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, especially if you're at the grocery store and you just got to bend down to the bottom shelf and you all of a sudden, it sounds like you've ripped a fart.
Yeah. Have you ever had anything that's just kind of like a little bit sticky on the bottom of your tennis shoes or something and you're walking on a hard floor? Yeah. Doesn't that drive you nuts? Just that creesh, 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 that little bit of a sound?
Yes.
I hate that.
I can't imagine pants.
I've never had on a pair of leather pants. I've had on chaps, but I've never had leather pants.
You know who loved leather pants?
Yeah, Ace did.
Loved them. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm surprised you've never worn. When were they? They were at their height in their 80s, weren't they? Or 70s?
Well, I was a little kid in the 70s. I didn't turn 10 until 1980. Parachute pants were big in the 80s that everybody always makes fun of. But leather pants, maybe in the late 80s for the rock and roll styles.
Okay.
But I've only had on leather chaps.
It was in the 2000s because I had some.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Riggins, why do you keep making that face every time I say I've had on chaps? You're like,
What was the scenario where you were wearing chaps? Because I know you're not a cowboy.
I was a Harley rider.
Oh,
you wear chaps in the winter. It keeps your legs warm.
That's right.
Okay. And do you and still...
You wherever you're going, you can just take them off.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just having a hard time picturing it. I've never seen you in a pair of chaps. That would be an interesting look. I'd go, I've never seen TJ in that.
Yeah, because people either think cowboy or pervert.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I still have them. It was like one of the things that Jody hasn't gotten around to selling on Facebook, whatever you call that, marketplace.
So, is that something that people would want?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. I paid several hundred dollars for them. They're pure leather.
Okay.
Off leather. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see you in these chaps now. I can't not see you in them.
They may be in storage, but I'll get on it.
Okay. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ, are you going to carve out some time to watch a little bit of television this weekend?
Yes, I am.
Good, because I know that's one of like your greatest joys was watching TV. And now you just don't really have time to do that, which is tragic.
Right. And I'm building it in. I'm slowly getting it back into my life because I'm not driving into Charlotte every night to do that other show.
Yeah.
I do it from home. So now when I would be in the truck heading in to the station, I'm going to watch TV.
Perfect.
I like it. And that's a good thing to do. Plan it out in your day as a part of your day. Like mm-hmm. I get to do this one thing. It's something to look forward to. I totally think this is a great thing for you because you enjoy it so much.
I do love it.
There's a television star that's in the news. Shonda Rhimes. She's responsible for,
Scandal.
Scandal. How to Get Away with Murder. Bridgerton. Grey's Anatomy. She is sort of like a Hollywood heavy hitter. They say she's worth $250 million. I think they're lowballing it. I think she's worth more than that.
Yeah.
And she's now got her own production company and she's just sort of all over the place. She's got three kids. She just did an interview with the podcast Call Her Daddy. You've heard of that. Anyway, she's talking about, she's talking about her career. And she said, I'm sick and tired of hearing women tell other women that they can have it all. It's possible to have it all. That is complete BS. Something has to suffer if you're going to pursue parenthood or a career. Something will suffer. And I thought, you know what? I know TJ probably doesn't agree with her opinions on life and things like that. But I said, he probably would agree with that.
Yeah, and I was shocked when you were saying that. Because I'm sitting here going, Shonda Rhimes. But yeah, she's telling the truth.
Yeah.
So she's also admitting that her kids have suffered while she's been out, you know, being a huge director, producer, whatever.
She gives specific examples. She goes, you know, one time I had to go to my 10-year-old's dance recital, but I missed Sandra Oh's last day on Grey's Anatomy. And then she said one time I had to go to, I don't know, some other school function to miss a day of work. She goes, I recognize that my work is not going to be as great when I'm investing more time in my family, but it's part of life. You sort of prioritize what you can in the moment.
Uh-huh. So now what I know she was saying is, women can't have it all, but I do, because I am the huge success and I've put all the work in and I miss Hollywood now. But I'm also a great mother.
Yeah, because in the scenario, she was at her kid's stuff.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Right. She didn't use any examples about how, you know, she missed an important time in her kid's life, or she wasn't there for dinner, or she wasn't there, you know, whatever.
Right.
Because she was working.
Yeah.
It had to go the other way.
Yeah.
I think that's what she's pointing out. Like, sometimes you just have to pivot. And her point being, you can't have it all the time.
Yeah, so but her point is terrible because she's got it all with work. And she's saying it that way. I see
She says her work has suffered because she did make those choices.
Right.
She actually pointed out, she said, my work was not as good and I was not as present on the job as I should have been.
Yeah,
because I was with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you almost a billionaire. Calm down.
Yeah. I mean, where are her failures because of her motherhood? They're right. Not. She knows that she's huge and she has made it. And those are the examples she uses. I'm just too good of a mother to be satisfied with my work all the time.
Like, she missed Sandra Oh's last day. Okay. Yeah. Boo.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, I have another point about the Shonda Rhimes thing, saying that women can't have it all. And if you want to be a mother, then your career is going to suffer. If you want to be a good mother, your career will suffer. If you want to be perfectionist at your career, then your family life will suffer. And then gave examples of how her career suffered, her work, while she was being a great mom, which, you know, doesn't make sense because she has a huge, huge success in her work. But I wonder what was going on with her kids when she chose to go on that disgusting, vulgar, trashy podcast called Call Her Daddy that she was on. I mean, if she's such a great mom, she wouldn't even be close to that show. She would say, no, I don't need that publicity. I don't want to be anywhere associated with that show.
Is it trash? I've never watched it.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole thing was built on her talking about, you know, sexcapades and all that kind of stuff. Wasn't it, Riggins? I know she started out at Barstool Sports and then got like a $300 bajillion contract to start podcasting for somebody else.
Yeah. Before Sirius picked her up, she had a contract with Spotify. And then before that, but she did have the number one. I think she was beating Joe Rogan for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And it's just, it's trashy.
What did she do on Barstool?
Explicitly vulgar sex talk and things like that.
Oh.
The same kind of thing. She's a chick that acts like a man.
Ah. One of those.
It's empowering to sit around and talk like trashy men talk and, you know, brag about your sex life and all that kind of stuff.
Well, Well, then I am surprised well-known people like that are going on there.
They do, though, because, you know, these Hollywood people will do anything for eyeballs to be on them. Mm. They don't care. They do not care.
Mm. It's crazy.
You say, okay, you're going to get a lot of publicity, but you have to go sit on this show that all this girl does is mostly talk about sex, and she's a trash mouth, and she's, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, most people, most moms would go, I don't want my kids seeing me on that or thinking that I condone all of that. No, I'm a mother. I'm not doing that.
But here Shonda is.
Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be so bad if she weren't bragging about what a great mother she is.
Yeah. Kind of a double-edged sword there.
My work suffered.
Yeah, she said she was going to be on the set of Grey's Anatomy, so she missed a science fair for her kid is another example she gave.
So she did
give examples of how she wasn't a good mother for work.
I guess.
There for my kids and my work suffer.
Yeah, she said that's what happens. Those are the trade-offs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, at least for that, because every scenario was putting her in a pretty good light.
Right. You know, it's not like Lindsay ditching her kids so she can go to some witch party or something.
Right. Nothing that bad.
That's bad.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Just the best. Just the best. I'll just have everyone know at this point, I'm in charge of this whole thing.
Oh, no.
Had a little technical issue with our software for the video recordings and everything. And usually Riggins is the quote unquote host of all of this, where he's the webmaster.
Bad idea.
Now I am in charge.
So what does it mean that it's probably going to just blow up the whole thing and we'll just have to leave?
I don't know. But but if this is the last thing you hear before, welcome to the best of, or whatever we call it, the the TJ Riggins Rewind, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Then something went askew. All right, so Riggin sent this morning. It's a clip of a woman, and he said, this confirms what TJ has been saying all this time or for all these years or whatever. So I'll play that for you, and then you can determine for yourself. Listen.
You know that a lane is closed, but you continue to drive in it in order to get ahead of and cut in front of a bunch of other people because for some reason you think that your time is more valuable than anyone else. Just know that I will wreck my car before I let you get in front of me.
Now, which part of that are you saying confirms what I've always said? The part where I said that women are far less likely to let somebody out in traffic?
Exactly. You've made that point for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then there's another point to be made here. Technically, you're supposed to do that. Cars are supposed to go to the end of that lane and then merge, because then it helps with the lane moving faster. Mm-hmm. If everybody just jumped in line at the back, then it would back it up even more. So,
well, I'm glad I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, but I mean, you probably get on the inside shoulder of the road and, you know, kicking up dirt and everything else.
I'm like, can I get over?
Now, when somebody lets you over, Lindsay, is it more likely going to be a man or a woman?
A man. Mm-hmm. A man.
Yeah.
Because I flirt with them too. I'm like, hey, can you let me over?
Yeah. And then they look at what you're driving and they're probably going, oh yeah, well, she's probably just married to that dude for his money. She's looking for a real man.
And I am. What do you know? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's true.
Start building up all these things in their minds like, oh yeah, she wants me.
Yeah, I do. I really do let people over though, because I want to be let over. So I'm like, you go ahead, you know.
Yeah, I do. And I will go overboard if somebody lets me out to thank them. I don't just throw my hand up in the middle of the car so that maybe they see it. I roll a window down, arm all the way out, and I wave back and forth so they don't think I just threw up my hand and flipped them off. You know?
Yeah,
yeah. I make it a full wave. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wish that there was a button I could push in my truck where it lights up across the back window that says, thank you for letting me over.
Yeah. You can do that.
You can?
Yeah, I think let's work on that.
Okay. Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, I'll wreck my car for her. I'll let somebody trying to get over on me. Mm-mm. Yeah, women are too competitive for that. Women are too competitive to be driving. I'm kidding, ladies. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
I don't know if y'all have heard about this. Riggins, you may have because you keep up with all kinds of topics, and this is a sports topic. Have you seen the controversy with the Dodgers being in Milwaukee for the playoffs is going on now? The they're playing for the National League championship.
No, I haven't seen it.
See who goes to the World Series. Well, there's a little controversy because two of the Dodgers players refused to stay in the hotel where the team was staying in Milwaukee. And they're not just, you know, substitute players or anything like that. These are two of their biggest stars, Teoscar Hernandez and Mookie Betts. They refuse to stay in the hotel. And you know why?
Why?
Because the hotel is allegedly haunted.
Shut up.
I swear.
What?
I swear.
I thought you were going to say like bed bugs. Okay. Haunted.
Yeah. It's the Pfister Hotel. I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's Pfister. And it has a reputation as being baseball's most haunted hotel. Over the years, several players have reported mysterious happenings there. So Teoscar Hernandez can't stay there, not because he's afraid, but because his wife is on the trip with him and she won't stay there. What? So at least he's having to go out going, I know, fellas, I got it. It's her. It's not me. What am I going to do? You know, she thinks it's haunted. So I got to go. Now, Mookie Betts, who normally comes off as pretty intelligent, except he outed himself in a political way a couple of weeks ago that I don't like him anymore, but I used to really like him. He says, you can tell me what happened after. I just don't want to find out myself. He said that he stayed there before and he said he couldn't sleep because, quote, every noise I'd be like, is that something?
And oh my gosh.
I mean, I get it kind of. I don't know. Yeah,
and you know, the coaches are like, well, if it's in their heads, then
right,
it's there. It's a reality if it's in their heads already, whether it's true or not, they think it's true. So let them go. Let them go wherever they want to stay.
I think what makes me mad is the one guy, it's just his wife's problem.
Yeah.
You know, and is it weird that the wife goes with him?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it is. No. I mean, if I were a Major League Baseball player and I was going, I would want my wife and kids to go as much as possible.
You know, girlfriends could go too. I recall Kyle telling me that one time.
Yeah. But he never took me, did he? Or he was already out of the baseball game when y'all were dating?
Oh, no. He was married. Remember?
Oh, that's right. I forgot Kyle was married.
And they were engaged and she went everywhere.
Well, that explains a lot, Riggins.
What does it explain, TJ?
Well, you know how we're constantly asking and talking about, why does Kyle put up with all that crap that Lindsay deals in all the time? And he's just like, I don't want another divorce.
That's it.
That is not true.
I don't want two on my record.
Listen, if we got divorced, he wouldn't get married. Trust me. He'd be a bachelor for the rest of his life.
I know.
Ain't doing this again.
No way.
Kidding, Lindsay. He's just so lucky to have you.
If you knew his ex, trust me.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
I almost forgot. It's Friday, isn't it? Yay.
I forgot too.
It is Friday. Happy Friday to everybody. Celebrate however you will. I know who's probably not celebrating this weekend. That'll be Britney Spears. She is responding through her people to Kevin Federline's upcoming book. That's out next week. And her team is responding saying, all this stuff Kevin is doing to promote this memoir is directly hurting Britney Spears. He's only doing it for money. All Britney cares about is her kids. And Britney went on Instagram to clear up some rumors. It didn't look like she wrote that. I don't know if y'all saw it, but it did not look like that came from Britney's mouth. But she said, you know, I've only spent 45 minutes with one of my kids in the last 5 years. The other one I've seen four times for like 15 minutes a piece. I mean, she paints a pretty depressing picture about her relationship with her own children.
Yeah. But aren't we all shocked that Britney still has a team?
Yes. That's what I took from this. Yes.
Now, I wonder if it is a team that used to work for her and they haven't been doing anything lately and she just called them in, or if this is just, does anybody know attorneys and people that I can use real quick?
Yeah.
You know, I can hire, a PR firm.
Yeah.
A little crisis management team.
Somebody wrote it. Friend, mom, brother, sister. I don't know. Somebody.
How much of a team do you need when the only thing you do now in your career to perform is crazy dances on Instagram?
Right.
Right. You're not the global pop star icon that you once were. How many people do you really need? A manager, maybe a lawyer or something like that?
Yeah, maybe that is her team, because I mean, she does have to keep an attorney all the time, I'm sure. And then I don't think she has a manager, does she? That was part of the deal. She's all on her own.
Maybe her team is the therapist.
Maybe. That would be the most important person to have on that team, I think.
Yes.
So definitely praying for Britney, but Kevin Federline's got this book coming out next week. He's hoping to sell. He's also talking mad junk about her ex-husband, Sam. Remember that guy she just divorced? So he's really on the warpath. And then Sam is calling Kevin Federline a professional father. I mean, it's getting ugly.
Well, all of the stuff that people were talking about K-Fed stepping up and raising the kids and, you know, who would have thought that he would be the responsible parent and all of that stuff. I think that is getting erased now.
Yeah.
Because he's coming out and talking trash and all this stuff. And it's still his kid's, you know, mom. And he's showing, I really think, what he's all about. I think he's showing his true self of what, you know, the same K-Fed smoking cigarettes on the beach in jeans with Britney on his back wearing his tennis shoes because her feet were getting hot.
Yeah.
Those first pictures of him and her that we saw, remember those? I see it. It was yesterday. I think there may have been some Von Dutch in that picture.
There was many, many of Von Dutch. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what's wrong with Von Dutch?
He's back to that K-Fed.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And
does anyone want to tell Sam Agari that a professional dad is actually a compliment? He's an idiot. He's hot, but dang.
So those are just a few things that are now trending. There's a story that's gone viral. You're going to love it. We'll get to the details coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
And we love you. Oh, do we love you?
We do. We do love you. And I know Lindsay used to love the clubs. I know. I'm just saying stuff. Were you into clubs? I don't even know.
Yes. Four nights a week.
you were not in the clubs four nights a week.
Yeah, maybe three.
Riggins, she was a club rat. You know that all of those cheerleaders and dancers and everything always at the clubs.
Yes.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
After every, let's see, we probably had two or three NBA games a week after I danced. I got off at 10. We'd change in the locker room and walk across the street to go to the club.
Oh, no way. Okay. I seem to forget that part about your past, but yeah. I get it. Listen, who didn't love a club when you're young?
I mean, I was 25. I was bopping it. Yeah.
You're hot and you're single and you go to the club. That's just kind of what you did years ago.
Right.
Now, you don't really see clubs anymore. And I know a lot of women complain, I wish there was a spot I could just go and dance. I want to go party with my girlfriends and I want to have a cocktail and I want to dance. Mm-hmm. But those dance clubs just are not as common as they once were. One woman is saying, I know why clubs don't exist anymore. It's the guys. Guys ruin clubs for everyone. She points to a couple of incidents and she said, it doesn't matter race. This is white guys and black guys. When you go into a club, the guys are the ones looking to get the spotlight. She said, when you go into a club, you'll see guys jumping up on the stage, first people to get up on the stage or on a bar or on a tabletop and start dancing. She goes, when did guys become the women? And she puts the blame squarely on the feet of men. And I think she's probably onto something with that.
Well, I think it is a mating ritual that they've had to adapt to, because it used to be the guys would stand off and then they would see the girls coming in, having fun and everything, approach the girls and try to start a conversation, possibly, you know, get a date with them or whatever. Well, now guys are not supposed to approach girls because it's creepy and it makes them uncomfortable and it's aggressive and it's toxic masculinity. So they end up having to jump out there and be like some of these birds that we see on the Discovery Channel, and they have to do their dancing and they have to get attention and put their pretty feathers out and try to get the women to approach them.
Caw-caw.
Yeah. Swelling their chests all up.
Crying.
Sure. That's what it is.
You're on to something there.
Well, is it possible to find long lasting relationships in the club now, do you think, in 2025, given all these changes that have gone on between men and women?
I think so. Yeah, there's always a chance, Riggins. You know, I'm just a hopeless romantic. And so maybe I'm just skewed in my thought process. But you know, I met my darling at a dance club.
Sure.
Exactly.
That was in 1993 though. You said talking about 2025. I don't know. I just know that if you see me in a dance club in 2025, call the police, because somebody is forcing me to do it. They're threatening my family at another location or something and say, you have to go to a club or we're going to kill them.
911.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. It is time to review everything that has gone on behind the scenes of the TJ and Riggins Show this week, as well as things that have gone on in the popular culture that are funny and can fit into Riggins' little song. It is called the Riggins Week in Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Kevin Federline is promoting his book, Slamming Britney Spears. To me, it doesn't feel right, but it's inspired me to start a book club featuring authors who have cornrows and are white. Just a couple of books, I'm sure. He says Britney watched their children sleeping with a knife in her hand, and she would just stand there and wouldn't speak. Sorry, Kevin, that's not a bombshell. Lindsay's done that 15 times this week.
accurate.
You know, writing a tell-all about your ex is nasty. What else is there to say? But I think Kyle should write a book because Lindsay won't read it either way. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. TJ, you think Jody would write a book about you?
Oh, yeah. In a heartbeat.
Yeah. Story of my life. I can't wait to put it out.
It would be called The Torture of a Christian Wife.
Part one. She probably would. Diane Keaton passed away. She was ready to go, perhaps. I just have one question. Who's getting all those hats?
She's a hat woman, isn't she?
She was a hat girl. She looked good in that hat, that bowler thing she was wearing.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner has a new song out. I think she's just having fun. And Lindsay has her new thong out like we're back in 2001.
A whale tail.
Whale tail. That's what it was. Yeah. Today is National Mammogram Day. Mammograms are important. That's what they say. Expect. I can do them at my house from every creepy guy on Facebook throughout the day. This is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. But go get your mammograms. You know, we're just 2 weeks away from Halloween. Costumed children running through yards. But I had a breakfast burrito and a pot of coffee. A spooky dookie might be in the cards. Maybe. TJ's now doing his political show from his house TJ's now doing his political show from home in the same place as his lovely spouse. That house is so patriotic, there's probably a bald eagle on top of the house. Probably. Lindsay's heading off to do a bunch of fall family activities. I picture lots of chaos. You know what? This isn't going to work. This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Very good.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Rough ending, but you get the point.
It is fine. Completely fine.
Absolutely. There's a great story.
Riggins and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yeah, man, we just head on into that weekend pretty soon, you know, and get that weekend going.
Is that your Xavier? What's his name? Xavier Leggett?
Yeah. Leggett. Panther.
Well, TJ, I don't know what they're doing down there in Louisiana, but they need to get it together. TJ's home state of Louisiana is in the news because there's a guy named Blake Holland who was in jail and then he got on a work release program and he was working at a car dealership. And then guess what he did one day during his work release program day at work? What do you think he did?
I'm going to guess he stole a car.
That's a good guess. No, he just walked out. He said, I'm out. I'm leaving. And so he called somebody and they came and picked him up and he just left.
And they haven't seen him since?
Well, it was a 2.5 day manhunt because they didn't know who had picked him up. They had surveillance cameras, obviously, from the car dealership. So they knew he had gotten picked up and just left. And this leads to a 2.5 day manhunt. He gets 170 miles away into Ocala, Texas, somewhere.
Yeah.
And he was promptly picked up and now he's facing new charges. So he not only loses his work release program, but now he's going to jail for even longer.
Well, why wasn't he wearing an ankle monitor?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I really don't know how work release programs work. I'm surprised that somebody that's in prison can work at a car dealership. Like, doing what?
Yeah.
Selling cars?
Probably washing cars and helping the service department and stuff like that.
I was thinking he probably doesn't interact much with the clients, with the customers.
Yeah. Or maybe he was just in a janitorial role. Yeah, okay. I don't see him out there wheeling and dealing, you know, on a used Cutlass.
You can have this for free. Just get me out of here.
Come on down to Oaks Lot Auto Lunch. We're dealing. I'm unfamiliar with how a work release program works. So that means if you're in jail, they let you go for the day to go do a regular job.
Yeah.
And then you just report back at night or something.
Mm-hmm. And maybe he was in a halfway house or something. I'm not sure about that. But they used to call them trustees, you know, where the trustee could leave the jail and, you know, go outside and work and things like that. But it, normally a trustee was only working on the grounds of the courthouse or the police station, stuff like that. Because my dad used to go get the trustees to shine his shoes for him.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah, they would set up a little shoe shine booth and then you could tip them, give them a little money, and they would have that in their pockets. Among other things, they would also remember the Santa's helper that was on the courthouse square was a trustee every year.
That's what I'm thinking of. There was something happening outside the courthouse. He was like an elf.
No, he was he dressed up like Santa and pretended to be the real Santa.
Oh.
So, you know, and kids would go talk to him and stuff like that.
Which I don't like kids being involved with trustees.
No, you wouldn't, but
yeah.
You know, kids don't know no different.
That's true.
I mean, as long as the trustee can cover up his tattoos.
Yeah, right.
In a place where they'd be covered by the Santa costume.
Sure.
The problem I have with it is pretending to be the real Santa. The real Santa wouldn't want some inmate out there pretending to be him, impersonating him.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that completely.
The real Santa's like, you had only this guy to pick from? Like.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins show.
So yesterday, I was reaching out for help from the TJ and Riggins radio family because my toilet in the guest bathroom makes a weird noise. It sounds like a doorbell when you flush it. It's the faintest little like that.
That never gets old.
So I recorded it. And I don't know if you'll be able to hear this on the radio because it's so faint, but I have all the volumes up and you have to hear the toilet flushing sound because that's the only time that the whoo occurs. Okay. So try to listen past the flush in and listen for the whoo. Okay. Let's try it. Here we go. Did you hear it?
Yes. I heard it.
Yeah. Ooh.
The first sound I really heard. Yeah.
Okay. Listen again. It's as soon as I push as soon as it starts releasing water out of the tank for the flush, I don't even have to push it all the way down. It's as soon as I hit the thing.
You don't hear it, Reagan?
Right?
I didn't hear it. I heard the toilet flushing, obviously, but I can't hear it.
Right after.
Okay. All right. Listen.
It's like that a flute.
Yeah, that time I heard it. You really got to be listening for a specific tone. But yeah, once you mentioned that, absolutely.
Because it starts as soon as the flush begins. And right. I guess I could have edited the video a little bit so you wouldn't have to hear me going. <Here we go. laughs> All right, let's see if we can get it.
You hear the high first note more than the second one, but you definitely hear it now. Yeah.
So
what is that?
Did we get any kind of feedback? Like,
not yet. I haven't seen any yet.
Well, your brother-in-law is a master plumber. He might be the guy we can bring on and diagnose that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Love him.
Like, you really haven't asked your brother yet?
No, because I hate bothering him with every little thing. You know, when I need to know about plumbing or when I need to know about electricianing or when I need to know about ninjaing and any question I've got about being a sniper, I would ask him.
Sure.
It's crazy. So I was talking about him the other night. I was talking about men doing feminine things and all that. And like Caleb Williams painting his fingernails and all. And I said, now I have a brother-in-law that likes to sit in hot baths for, you know, hours at a time watching movies. And then I started listing up, but he's masculine. He's a trained sniper. He's a master plumber. He's a former professional bull rider, you know, naming all these things. And when I went to the break, Isaac, the young producer there, goes, I was just about to jump on and say that your brother-in-law was gay, but then I heard all that other stuff. I'm like, I don't want to make him mad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that about him.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ooh. I think my wife is mad at you, Lindsay. Believe it or not.
Ooh. Why?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing in the one thing in this world that creeps my wife out more than anything else, and I suspect it's from her childhood, is the Chucky doll. Chucky in general as a character and all, she does not play about that. It's not funny to her. She's so scared all the time. Well, if you watch our videos every day, you'll see that Lindsay has had a little Chucky thing clipped to her microphone stand. And it's a hair clip. Mm-hmm. So this morning, Lindsay held it up to the camera and I took a picture of it and I sent it to Jody. And she said, rude to send me and gross for Lindsay to own such a mess.
Yeah.
Vomit emoji.
Actually, when I saw it, I thought of her and said, I need to get this as like a joke for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told her, I said, it's a hair clip and she bought it for you. And she goes, she is welcome to keep it. Ew.
She really, it is like a, at first I kind of thought y'all were joking about it. And then I'm like, okay, now I know she's scared, but she's like terrified.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just a fear. It's like a.
Like if anything about Chucky comes on TV or in any type of ad or anything, like, weren't they using Chucky in a Geico ad not long ago? One of those types of things. She was like, oh my God,
really?
I don't know what it is, but evidently when she was little, she used to have crazy nightmares about Chucky. It scarred her.
Do you think this would be scary to her?
Yeah. Lindsay's showing a picture of her Halloween costume from years ago. That was when we first met.
I was at that Halloween party.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we had met because you'd been in the studio doing promotional things with the cheerleaders and all of that. But
and I begged the radio station for.
That's how you got to into that event, because you asked us for tickets.
I need like 12 minimum. Is that cool?
What?
Oh, man.
Yeah, she came in promoting some kind of thing they had going with the Charlotte Bobcats.
Yeah.
And while she was in there, she was asking about Gravedigger's Ball that we used to do every year. And it was the thing. Ace and I created that, and it turned into the biggest thing. Yeah. And, she's like, y'all have any extra tickets? I heard y'all were giving away tickets.
I was so scared to ask, and I was like, but he's like, yeah, how many do you need? I'm like, I don't know, like 12, like my whole team wants to go.
Oh, well, you got over it pretty quickly then, if you were scared.
Oh, yeah.
12 if you got them.
I did 12. I was the coolest lady cat on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you were.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I was wondering when you went to the news shows that day, the TV news things, like the one right down the street from the studio and all, I wonder if you were asking them for free stuff while you were in there. I doubt it. I don't think you were asking Larry Sprinkle for anything.
I was on with Larry, I don't know, once a month. Me and Larry were tight.
Yeah.
And no, he couldn't offer me much.
Yeah, he's such a cool guy, though. He's cool because he started out as a radio main.
I remember you saying that.
Mm-hmm. He's a radio guy, big time radio guy in Charlotte.
I knew I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
The sweetest. Yeah,
kindred spirits.
Yes. TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, we've been talking about it for a while. That everybody under the age of 40 is in therapy in some way or another, and they're all about therapy. Now, this lady that we have a clip of just went to her first session with the therapist, and she's given a little review of it in the car as she's leaving the therapist's office. Listen.
I don't know if anybody ever took therapy before, but I just left my first session, and all I'm going to say is, I know I stressed that lady out. Homegirl about to go and smoke her a bit blunt. Do you hear me? I went up in that office and I was bawling. Ain't no way I should have been crying like that in that woman's office. But I feel good. She better go home and drink her some wine, smoke a blunt or something. Not my problem.
Love that. But I feel good.
Yeah, I just laid so much on her. It probably stressed her. She may have to cancel the rest of her appointments. You hear me?
I should not have been crying in that lady's office.
I should not have been crying that much. I get it.
Yeah.
Just the idea of therapy makes me want to cry. I can't imagine like going in. I'd be the same way. I just let it out, you know.
You've never been to therapy? Really?
Oh, wait. Wait a second. Now I'm offended. Why are you so shocked?
Well, most people your age, I mean, in our age, have been at least in some kind of therapy.
Really?
I think so.
See, I thought it was younger than me because I don't know anybody that goes. I mean, not opposed to it.
It's usually 40 and below that have been poisoned to think that everybody benefits from therapy.
I'm on the edge. I'm on the cusp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a year past it, but
yeah. So you were all offended because you thought Riggins was like, hey, you need to be in therapy. I can't believe you're not already in therapy.
Kind of like, really? You've never been in therapy?
No, I don't think people should go to therapy for being annoying. You know, I'm just teasing. But you never know like why people go to therapy. That people go to therapy for all kinds of different reasons.
Yeah, one big reason they go to therapy is paranoia.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Do I need therapy? Absolutely. I don't have time to go. No,
you don't need therapy.
I'm sure I do somewhere.
You just need a strong man to tell you when to shut the hell up.
I'm going to come through this computer and...
No, I'm just kidding. All women need that. Oh. I'm kidding, ladies. Stop it. It's Friday.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ooh. I watched a video scrolling the social medias the other day that it gave me the heebie-jeebies, which is the scientific term. And I know it would give Lindsay the heebie-jeebies, and I'm pretty sure it would give you the heebie-jeebies, Riggins. But not as much, I don't think. It was a guy who was videoing some people on his roof that were working on the roof, and he's cussing, and he's going, wake those blunt, blunt, blunt up. Get those blunt, blunt, blunt out of here, like cussing. He was, his house has a Mexican tile roof. And it's just, you know, it's just layered. Mm-hmm. That's that ceramic that's layered on top of each other. So this guy was going along and he put a little crowbar underneath each section of that and lifted it up. And every section had hundreds of bats that started flying out. And he just was going all the way down the house and under that they had just built whatever they built. And they were under those tiles, thousands and thousands of them.
You can't even talk. I'm itching. I'm shivering. I'm so cold.
I'm so cold.
I see his gross.
I see bats.
I'm not kidding. You're moving, right? You're moving immediately. What are you doing?
Well, he said, just go ahead, rip it all up. I'm put a whole new roof on this house. I'm not one where bats can't get under it and start living. So if you just had a regular house with shingles, it probably wouldn't have happened. They can't do anything with that. But when they find a little cave type thing that's dark and cool under that ceramic tile roof or whatever it's made of, yeah, they were just, I mean, every section he'd pick it up and it's
you know who's about to thank you for this conversation? Kyle, my husband, because I want this house in the neighborhood that I keep saying, I wonder when it's gonna come for sale. And they got Mexican tiles on the roof. Mm-hmm. Now I ain't even looking at it. Yeah. Not even gonna ask about it.
or he may be even madder at me when you insist on buying the house and then immediately replacing the roof.
That's true. I was already thinking that.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Gross. I don't fool with no bats now. I don't fool with no bats.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey. So trending.
Oh, you're so trendy. You're so trending. I'll tell you something that's trending. Taylor Swift's friend, Ruby Rose, who is a very hot actress, has stepped forward and said, listen, all those rumors you hear about Taylor Swift becoming a trad wife are untrue. She doesn't do that kind of stuff. So you can just quit the lies right now. I've spent time talking to her about societal issues and her opinions on things, and you need to stop these false rumors now. I mean, she was pretty aggressive in saying that Taylor Swift is not going to become a trad wife. I didn't even know those rumors existed.
I didn't either.
Yeah, because of her songs about wanting to have a bunch of babies that look like him and things like that. Her fans got all bent out of shape because she was saying that. Mm. You shouldn't say that you're excited to have babies that look like the man that you love so much.
Right.
Because you're trying to be a trad wife or a traditional wife. Oh, my God.
How dare you?
Oh, horrible.
How dare you?
So just like those rabid Taylor Swift fans are lunatics, you know, they're just a less dangerous version of Antifa.
Yeah. Really? I mean, they're dangerous.
What a comparison, the Swifties and Antifa. That is.
I'm not talking about everybody who likes Taylor Swift, but those extremist fans of hers that are, you know, that would give her a hard time about that song. Not give her a hard time about the song being disgusting and trashy, you know, that may be a different song. I don't know. Not giving her a hard time about that. Giving her a hard time because of the thought that she may want to be in somewhat of a role of a traditional wife and mother.
Mm-hmm. Like it's such a bad thing.
Sure. Yeah. Loser. Yeah.
They're scary.
They're losers all.
Yeah. And I've seen those trad wives. They're making delicious looking bread and stuff like that. I'm like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You make that bread. That looks great. Yeah. I love fresh bread.
I mean, it's like that, that influencer guy from Charlotte, the black guy said, you know, you say you don't want white people. We gonna miss some white people. You ever had Katie's chicken salad where she puts grapes in it? That stuff is delicious.
I love that.
Katie's onto something with those grapes and the chicken salad. She might be onto something with that. Well, I want to talk to Lindsay about an experience she had years ago that all played out on the radio that's now in the news. We'll get to the details coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, so fun. So fun. It's a fun Friday. Yay.
Yay. Hooray. 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 TJ, do you remember when Lindsay was almost in a near-death experience, almost had a near-death experience?
I do. I remember it vividly.
Same.
She was a mess.
She was a mess.
I almost had a near-death experience.
Yeah. I think about it all the time.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Do you think about it like in moments like where you're trying to calm down and it just like pops into your head, or does something you see trigger the memory of it?
Nothing really. I just think about how close of a call that was.
Yeah.
I mean, feet away from. Yeah. Just.
So a car almost hit you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 3 feet from a car running right into me.
Yeah. Well, she was walking her dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they call them NDEs now, which I didn't know. That's very 2025. If you had a near-death experience, we call it an NDE. And apparently they did a study on people who have had NDEs. Here's the shocking number. 70% of people who were in a near-death experience have changed their spiritual beliefs after it happened. They either became much closer to their faith, they changed faiths, or they dropped out of it completely. However, they said far more people build a better relationship with a higher power. And I think that's pretty shocking.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's exactly what happened to Lindsay.
To lose it all is crazy. Yeah, that's wild. I don't know who's doing that. They're stupid. But
what I remember most about Lindsay's near-death experience was she was still all distraught the next day telling us about it. And she was walking out to go to the bathroom during a break. And she just said, but I have got to find a charity or something that I can just dedicate myself to, that I can start, you know, doing better things and this, that, and the other. And then she walked out of the room and Ace goes, is she kidding? I said, I don't think so. And he goes, we have a charity.
We have a charity
that she already works for.
You work with kids that need you. You dummy. I couldn't put it into words that I needed to be a better person. I think that's what I was getting at. Just in general.
Somewhere, if there's a charity that I can come across that I can work for.
Yeah. Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.